This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from our Florida facility to sub-Saharan Africa. That's why we have the website gospeltoafrica.com. Since then, we have expanded to the Philippines and recently to Europe over the shortwave facility of Reflections Europe, located in Donegal, Republic of Ireland. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospeltoafrica.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. I cover many topics on this broadcast, but today I return to the primary purpose of this program. How can people be made right with God and acceptable to enter heaven when they die? How can people get eternal life with God and avoid eternal punishment in hell? Let me start with 1 John 5:11-12. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. The one who has the Son has this eternal life. The one who does not have the Son of God does not have this eternal life. This passage tells us that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son, Jesus Christ. In other words, the way to possess eternal life is to possess the Son of God. The question is, how can a person have the Son of God? Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Why did Christ have to die for us? Because Scripture declares all men to be sinful. To sin means to miss the mark. The Bible declares all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, the perfect holiness of God. That's Romans 3:23. In other words, our sin separates us from God, who is perfect holiness, righteousness, and justice, and God must therefore judge sinful man. In the Old Testament book of Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 13, it says, "You are too just to tolerate evil. You are unable to condone wrongdoing." Scripture also teaches that no amount of human goodness, human works, human morality, or religious activity can gain acceptance with God or get anyone into heaven. The moral man, the religious man, and the immoral and non-religious are all in the same boat. They all fall short of the perfect standard of righteousness God has set forth. After discussing the immoral man, the moral man, and the religious man in Romans chapter 1, the Apostle Paul declares that both Jews and Greeks are under sin, that there is no one righteous, not even one. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. For by grace you are saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It is not of works, so that no one can boast. Titus chapter 3 verses 5 through 7. He saved us not by works of righteousness that we have done, but on the basis of his mercy through the washing of the new birth and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us in full measure through Jesus Christ our Savior. And so, since we have been justified by his grace, we become heirs with the confident expectation of eternal life. No amount of human goodness is as good as God. God is perfect righteousness. In order to be accepted by God, we must be as good as God is. Before God, we all stand naked, helpless, and hopeless in ourselves. No amount of good living will get us to heaven or give us eternal life. So then, what is the solution? God is not only perfect holiness, whose holy character we can never attain to on our own or by our works of righteousness, but God is also perfect love and full of grace and mercy. Because of his love and grace, he has not left us without hope and a solution. Romans 5:8 again demonstrates the good news. God demonstrates his own love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is the good news of the Bible, the message of the gospel. It is the message of the gift of God's own Son, who became man, literally the God-man. He lived a sinless life, died on the cross of Calvary for our sin, and was raised from the grave, proving both the fact that he is the Son of God and the value of his death for us as our substitute. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made the one who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we would become the righteousness of God. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, because Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, to bring you to God by being put to death in the flesh, but by being made alive in the Spirit. Because of what Jesus Christ accomplished for us on the cross, the Bible states, he that has the Son has life. We can receive the Son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior by personal faith, by trusting in the person of Christ and his death for our sins. John 3:16 through 18 says, for this is the way God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world should be saved through him. The one who believes in him is not condemned. The one who does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. This means we must each come to God the same way. First, as a sinner who recognizes his own sinfulness. Secondly, realizing no human works can result in salvation. And someone who relies totally on Christ alone, by faith alone, for our salvation. Faith in Jesus Christ as the Savior is the only step to salvation. The message of the Bible is abundantly clear. We have all sinned against God, Romans 3:23. Because of our sin, we deserve to be eternally separated from God. That's Romans 6:23. Because of his love for us, God took on human form and died in our place, taking the punishment that we deserve. God promises forgiveness of sins and eternal life in heaven to all who receive, by grace, through faith, Jesus Christ as Savior. 2 Corinthians 5:21 explains how Jesus Christ can make us right and acceptable to God. Christ had no sin, but God made him become sin. God did this for us, so that in Christ we could become right with God. John chapter 1 verse 12 tells us this. He gave the right and the power to become children of God to those who received him. He gave this to those who put their trust in his name. Jesus said this in John 5:24. I tell you the truth, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. Salvation is not about certain steps we must follow to earn salvation. Yes, Christians should be baptized. Yes, Christians should publicly confess Christ as Savior. Yes, Christians should turn away from sin. Yes, Christians should commit their lives to obeying God. However, these are not steps to salvation. They are the results of salvation. Because of our sin, we cannot in any sense earn salvation. We could follow 1,000 steps and it would not be enough. This is why Jesus had to die in our place. We are absolutely incapable of paying our sin debt to God or cleansing ourselves from sin. Only God could accomplish our salvation, and so he did. God himself completed the steps and thereby offers salvation to anyone who will receive it from him. Salvation and forgiveness of sins is not about following steps. It is about receiving Christ as Savior and recognizing that he has done all of the work for us. God requires one step of us, receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and fully trusting in him alone as the way of salvation. That is what distinguishes the Christian faith from all other world religions, each of which has a list of steps that must be followed in order for salvation to be received. The Christian faith recognizes that God has already completed the steps and simply calls on us to receive him in faith. If you would like to receive and trust Christ as your personal Savior, you may want to express your faith in Christ by a simple prayer, acknowledging your sinfulness, accepting his forgiveness, and putting your faith in Christ for your salvation. I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from our Florida facility to sub-Saharan Africa. That's why we have the website gospeltoafrica.com. Since then, we have expanded to the Philippines and recently to Europe over the shortwave facility of Reflections Europe, located in Donegal, Republic of Ireland. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospeltoafrica.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Whoever puts his trust in the Son of God will not be lost, but will have life that lasts forever.